119-108. Another Celtics avalanche in the second half. And Peyton Pritchard, the story.
Final hour, Jones and Keith. We've got the grab bag coming your way about 15 minutes from now.
Oh, yeah.
So stay tuned for it. A lot of good stuff in there.
There's a lot.
Giselle?
Yeah, Giselle's in the news.
What a doozy.
Woo!
So that comes your way later on this hour. We'll get back into your phone calls, 617-779-7937. A lot of Patriots talk on the show today. If you missed any of our discussion about the comeback, we gave you some time to watch the comeback on Netflix.
Yeah, very good. Highly recommend.
20 years on about the 3-0 rally for the Red Sox in the 04 ALCS, really covering the 2003-2004 series, seasons rather, the rivalry with the New York Yankees. We gave our thoughts on that earlier in the show. If you missed any of that, it's on the Odyssey app, up on YouTube as well. Just subscribe to WEEI. We got sidetracked by the candy tiers, our Halloween tiers, on a Tier Tuesday.
Yeah, those are very good as well.
And we had to move some of our Celtics discussion, Keith. Maybe it's a weird day to ask it because Tatum didn't have his best game last night. But the Celtics, for about a half, let the Bucks hang around. Maybe even two and a half quarters, let the Bucks hang around. They hit their accelerator at the end of the third quarter and into the early fourth quarter. They're up 15 and really put the Bucks away.
Mm-hmm.
They're 4-0. Milwaukee is what I think a decent Eastern Conference team. And they already blitzed New York in the opener. They had a couple of easier opponents there in the middle. Washington and...
Detroit.
Thank you, Detroit.
Yep.
And so they beat Milwaukee last night. They're 4-0. Not Tatum's strongest game.
No.
But it has been a very strong start to the year for Jason Tatum.
Oh, yep.
Do you feel like he's taken a leap?
I mean, it's four games. I think the biggest thing he could do, and it's funny that we're saying this now because last night was not his great shooting night, but if he shoots a really high percentage, if he shoots over 40% from three this year, I think that's sort of the thing. Because I think over the last couple of years, he has become more of a playmaker for others. Like, I think he's already doing that. He has turned himself into a really good rebounder, and when he wants to, a good defender. He's not, you know, Derek White or Drew Holiday. He's not all NBA defense, but he's good. He's like a good defensive player. I think it's going to come down to that shooting percentage because there's a big swing, multiple points to be had. You know, if you shoot 32% compared to 42% from three, like, that's a big difference. And last year, it was really the playoffs that he was a bad three-point shooter statistically. Well, just overall. Regular season wasn't as bad. But I think that's one area, because there was so much talk about it in the offseason, about him kind of fixing his shot a little bit. And the first three games, two of the first three, I should say, it looked like he'd fixed his shot. He came out guns blazing against the Knicks, shot a good clip against the Pistons. But last night, obviously, like 1 of 8.
Well, and I said this in the first game, and I think you heard some of this on the broadcast last night, and he had a decent first quarter scoring-wise last night. He didn't shoot it well. 6 out of 16, 1 out of 8 from three. Good enough floor game, I guess. 8 rebounds, 4 assists. He was a team best plus 18 in the game last night. It's not like his game was horrible, but it wasn't as good as his first three. I do like that he's coming out early and looking to set the tone and looking to score and put his imprint in the game. I like that Mazzulla's giving him the whole first quarter in all these games. Like, let him come out, play the first 12 minutes, the first and the third. You can sit at the start of the fourth quarter, and then you can utilize Tatum as needed. If you need him back in early, and they kind of did. I think he played the last 8 minutes of the game or would have if it was a close game. I think he checked in around the 8-minute mark in the fourth quarter. Like, I'd rather stagger Tatum's minutes that way. Do you think he needs to take a leap this year, Keith? Because I hear a lot, well, they won last year when Tatum wasn't shooting at the greatest. Jaylen Brown was more their go-to guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Tatum deferring with Jaylen as a go-to guy, taking over in clutch spots, is actually a better setup for the team, which I get and I acknowledge, and it definitely happened last year.
Yeah.
But are you going to get the same road last year where, again, you get injured teams and or a 5 seed? In the NBA Finals in the Dallas Mavericks, I don't think they were pushed. And if they are pushed more this year, can you get away with that setup, or do you need Tatum to take a step? I think Tatum needs to be better. Does he need to be their best player in a series? Like, maybe you can win when Jaylen Brown is your best player. But I think Tatum needs to be better, and I think the first three games were very encouraging. Last night was not his best night, but I think he needs to take that step, and I'm hoping this is the year he does it. This is the year he becomes a true MVP candidate. We thought last year was going to be the year. It wasn't. They won anyway.
Yeah.
I think if you're going to repeat, you need him to take a full step, a half step forward, and I'm encouraged by the start to the year.
See, I think they can get by without it, only because I agree with you.
What does get by mean, though?
Win the whole thing. By mean like it won't be a problem. It won't get in the way, and because part of it was, you're right, they didn't play a murderer's row, but they also didn't go to game seven every time. Would they lose three playoff games?
Yep.
He's been first team all NBA the last, what, three seasons? So even if he's not the league MVP, he's one of the five best players consistently. So I think if you have that and the fact that they're so much deeper than everybody else, and I don't mean like down to the ninth guy, I just mean the five they have on the floor is always better than the five on the floor for somebody else, that I think he still has to be very, very good. Don't get me wrong. But if he stays the way that he was, or in my scenario, shoots just a little bit better, a little higher percentage from three, I think they're going to be fine. I think they're going to be more than fine, because Derek White and Holiday and Jaylen Brown, and this is even with or without Porzingis. I feel like if Porzingis comes back and gives you anything, then I think you're like, it's almost overkill. Then I don't think you need it at all. I'll take it, but I don't think it's necessary.
I honestly forget about Porzingis sometimes.
Yeah, no, I know. And, not even counting him.
No, I'm not either. I don't think you can count on him, which is why I don't. And I don't think they need him. I think they need Tatum to take a step forward more than they need Porzingis, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I look at a game like last night, and maybe Milwaukee, neither one, you or me, have them as like the top threat.
No, I was higher on them than you, but yeah, neither one of us had them.
Because I took the Chiefs last year. I was like, this is going to be a seven-game series in the East Finals.
Lillard,
like,
I thought Scal and Drew Carter did a good job breaking this down last night. Lillard looks better. Lillard looks re-engaged. Like last year, and I think Scal was talking about this last night.
Yep.
Maybe he, because he knew he was going to get traded, didn't put in the work last year. Lillard looked more aggressive last night.
But I like a night where Giannis scores 30, Lillard scores 30, Tatum shoots 6 of 16 and scores 15, and the Celtics win by 11.
No,
You know what I'm saying? I can't imagine the Bucks are going to get a ton out of Gary Trent and Bobby Portis. And they need Giannis and Lillard to play like that and a little bit better, and then they still might lose.
Yeah,
you know, like that's
against the Celtics.
That's
for sort of
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the gap the Celtics have, and that wasn't even a great Tatum night. That wasn't Tatum and Brown matching Giannis and Lillard bucket for bucket, like you might think going in. You're like, no, they can have a crazy Peyton Pritchard night, or they can have Drew Holiday against his former team, who I feel like is always a little bit extra motivated.
Okay, so speaking of Pritchard, we already talked about this three-pointer earlier in the day, but like Doc last night, and Doc is of course going to show up his players. It's like, why weren't you guys on him? Why weren't you covering him? It's like, hey, Doc.
Has Doc left that position from last night, him hunched over by the scorer's table?
Just folded over.
Oh.
Yeah, so I mean, like, that's on you, Doc. Yeah, you're the coach. If you can't tell them and get them to cover Peyton Pritchard at the end of a quarter, that's on you, moron.
Pritchard was feeling it.
Of course he's going to throw his players under the bus. So Pritchard was terrible against New York in the first game. He was 1 for 10, 1 of 9 from 3, only 3 points. Since then, 15 and 5 threes against Washington. 19 and 5 threes against Detroit, 28 and 8 threes last night.
What is this guy?
Against Milwaukee.
He's making a push for sixth man of the year.
He's averaging, Keith, 16 a game on 49% shooting from three. I'm sorry, that's from the floor. He's 50% on three. He is.
And that's after he started so poorly.
Correct.
Like, he dug himself a hole in that first game.
Correct.
So, he was the one guy in the first game that couldn't hit a three. That was when they scored 29 threes as a team.
So he's at exactly 50% from three, 49% from the floor, 16 a game.
He's been awesome.
We know he's a weapon at the end of these quarters and halves and things like that with the launch.
Which is hilarious that's like your thing.
But is he just a weapon, period?
I kind of think so.
Me too.
I kind of think so. He's good. A couple years ago, he was too much of a liability, and it felt like good teams, I feel like Spoelstra and some of the other ones, would just target him on defense and be like, all right, you got to get out of there.
Yeah.
But I don't know, since then, like, he's obviously undersized compared to some of the guys that he's guarding and things like that, but offensively, he's tough because he can hit the open shot. He can also create for himself. He's a good, solid player, and he's gotten better every year he's been in the league. You know, he's gotten an opportunity to play on this really, really good team. And you remember, was it a year ago? There was like questions about, like, he kind of had like one foot out the door.
Yeah.
He had some things that he was saying. Like,
it was going into last season. At the end of that year, he's like, something like, I need more minutes, or I should be playing more, something like that.
It felt a little bit like Scary Terry, where Scary Terry, he would show it every once in a while, and then he was like, I could do this on another team. And it's like, yeah, you're right, you could, but that team's going to be the Charlotte Hornets. Like, Peyton Pritchard could go start somewhere else, probably, score a bunch of points, and the team would lose all the time. but he's carved out a role for him on the best team in the league. So, yeah, like sometime last year, I had a realization that both Peyton Pritchard and Sam Hauser, and I know he was hurt last night, didn't play, but I'm like, both these guys are pretty good. Like, well, if they were on another team and the Celtics were just their team, and then come trade deadline time, you'd be like, who would you want? You'd be like, I kind of want a Peyton Pritchard. I kind of want a Sam Hauser.
To me, Pritchard feels more like a weapon than Hauser is a great shooter.
Hauser's like a stand in the corner and pop a shot. But I'm saying,
he's a product of what the Celtics have.
But they're
right?
very useful. They're both very useful for this team.
This is like when you would surround in his prime LeBron with just snipers.
Like James Jones.
Yeah, just guys who could. That's more what Hauser is. Pritchard might be more than that. Pritchard might be more of a weapon. Hauser to me is. Well, they're doubling everybody, and Tatum's going to pass out of double teams, and he's going to find open shooters, and you need to be able to knock down a shot.
What's the Pritchard comp? Who's the guy?
I think Rozier was a good one, but he's a much better shooter than Rozier.
He's much better, way, way more consistent than Rozier. I'm trying to think. Like on those
Miami teams?
Yeah, do they even have anybody that they could put in and would sort of carry the offense for like a little bit? Like if 2 years ago, you're like, oh, yeah, Brown and Tatum could sit, and like you'll still score a bunch of points because you have Pritchard out there. You'd be like, what? But now you're like, yeah, he can go out there and he can carry the offense for a little bit.
Mo Williams.
No. Yeah, maybe. Like a Mo Williams. Is he better? The microwave Johnson.
He's
like,
a better Mo Williams out there.
I'll come up with one.
It's
I'll
not Dellavedova.
No.
Did you see some of the stuff that was going on last night? Pritchard called himself the most competitive guy on the team after
Andrew
the game.
Andrew Nemhard.
I mean, actually, why am I laughing at that? Yeah. I don't know. He's a nice player.
Yeah. Duncan Robinson was good for a year.
Who was that?
Duncan Robinson was good for a year.
He's from New Hampshire. Shout out to the Grand State.
Duncan Robinson is a Hauser type.
He is a Hauser.
He's a Hauser type.
Might be worse.
Yeah, he can't defend at all.
He can't defend at all.
Hauser can't defend.
He's tall.
I know. People are like,
in the way.
People are like, oh, these advanced metrics on Hauser. Yeah, it's because everybody else on the team is a good defender. Uh-huh. He is not a good defender, uh-huh. but... What would the comp be for Pritchard? It's a good question.
I'll find one.
You see the video that his wife tweeted out? They showed it they mentioned it 8 billion times on the broadcast last night, and they showed it on the broadcast. Peyton Pritchard playing one-on-one with the kid?
I love it. Honestly, I love that crap. I do. So the story goes, he and his wife were going for a walk.
That's how the story goes.
Yeah, who knows how it really went down. Right, but it wasn't him and his wife were out for a walk, or they're walking the dog, or whatever.
Some kid asked for, like, his autograph or something?
I bet tie my sneaker, and I look up, and he's playing one-on-one. No, like, he's like, he looks up, and he's, like, backing some little kid down, and, like, scoring on him.
Maybe that's how that really went down, or they're like, let's stage this.
I think he is, like, he was playing in that Drew League a couple years ago. I think he's a psycho basketball player. Like, he just plays basketball all the time. That's my thing.
He was going with the winter toque early. Did you notice that? He was playing with the winter cap on there.
It's gotten kind of cold at night the day.
Not that cold?
Me. Not for me.
You're from New Hampshire.
I'm from New Hampshire.
Salt of the earth.
That's right.
That's right. Vermont. We're not wearing
nothing.
Toque before Halloween. No, thank you.
Still wearing shorts.
But I thought that was a bit of a soft move.
Him playing hoops?
The hat.
Yeah.
I said, what are you doing?
Well,
West Coast guy.
Maybe one of these nutritionists got in his ear, or these people are like, listen, you got to stay warm. Keep the body warm.
Keep the blood flow.
90% of your heat comes flying out of your head.
So you like that.
Put a hat on there.
You ate that up, that he was playing one-on-one with the kid.
Yeah.
With the child.
Just feed me more. I'll eat that up.
First of all, it reeks of being staged to me. Second of all.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
He's playing hoops. What does he stand to gain from that?
I don't know.
What's the win there?
I don't know them talking about it the whole broadcast like they did last night.
They didn't have to talk about the whole broadcast.
Well,
they talked
about
the whole broadcast because he's drilling threes
in
the game.
No.
If he was pinned to the bench, they would have been like, hey, guys, you're
a cool TikTok.
It started
way before he was drilling threes in that. It started the second he got the. I think they were talking about it on the pregame show.
It's a cool story.
They were talking about it on the pregame show. It's before he was drilling threes last night.
So he's like, hey, if I can get Tom Giles to talk about me, I'm going to stage a video.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe his wife wants that.
Yeah, that's what she wants.
Why do you think his wife put it on social media?
Because she's proud of her husband.
Yeah, that's why.
Newlyweds.
It's not a state.
Still in the honeymoon phase.
Or
he probably just the 1 minute he was off her. Like, hey, he's finally doing something else. Play a little hoops. Good. Thank
seriously.
God. Give me a break.
She's like, leave me alone.
It's too much. It's much too much. That's my guess. She's like, finally, this guy's out of the house.
I mean,
play hoops with the kid down the street.
I don't want to dramatize it and say, what if he rolls an ankle? But I'm saying, no, it feels like a...
Do you think Brad Stevens calls him in the office? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, gee, Wilkes.
What the hell are you doing?
Gee, Wilkes, roll an ankle out there.
It's in your contract. It says no pickup.
Have some milk. Strengthen up those bones.
Can't play against 12-year-old kids down the street.
I don't want to over-dramatize it, but heaven forbid you roll
an ankle.
He had a
good move on that kid, though. He backed him in.
popped
the shot over him.
It was real nice. Backed him right down that 8-year-old.
I was like, he might try that out in a game. Of course, everybody he plays against is a foot taller than him. He might not have the same results.
I will say, I think he's a legitimate weapon. I don't think he's just a product of Tatum gets double teamed, Brown gets double teamed. I don't think Hauser's a product of that. You know, Jordan Walsh launching threes in the first quarter last night.
Jordan Walsh getting that first quarter
burn. No prayer of knocking them down like that I don't need to see. But, like, no. If you're wide open and they're passing out a double, fine. I think Pritchard is a weapon. And not just at the end of these quarters. I think he's a weapon.
I mean, if he keeps this up, he legit will be in, like, the sixth man.
Yeah.
Voting.
Unless he blows out a knee playing 10-year-olds one-on-one.
Or maybe he's just staying sharp. Maybe it just keeps him in.
That's why he was so hot. Because of that.
I don't rule it out. I mean, what happened first? Him playing against the little kid, then he hits 8 of 12 threes?
You got me there.
Okay. It's science.
Fair point. I'll bend the knee on that one. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on the Celtics. We talked a lot of Patriots on the show today. Netflix, The Comeback. We gave our thoughts on that earlier. If you missed any of it, it's on the Odyssey app. We'll check in at 2. WEI Afternoons. We'll see what Arcan and Hart have coming up here on a Tuesday.
Absolutely, it's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEI, the stuff we couldn't get to the first 3.5 hours of the program. And Jones, the World Series could be over tonight as the LA Dodgers defeated the Yankees 4-2 last night. Freddie Freeman with another long dong. Hopefully you had Freddie Freeman MVP. I would assume he's going to win that.
3 home runs in 3 games. And the most pivotal home run?
Correct.
Which was the walk-off grand slam in game one?
Seems like it's going pretty well.
Game one, right?
Yeah, game one, the walk-off. Yeah. Luis Gil will be on the mound for the Yankees tonight against bullpen game. Closing out the World Series the only way you can in 2024.
So emasculating.
World Series. Yeah.
Did the Yankees get a game? Do they win tonight?
No.
No? It's a sweep?
No. I sweep. Yeah, get the brooms.
Nice.
No team's ever come back from 3-0. Do you hear that?
Never happened.
Nope, never
Not
happened.
Not one time. Don't let them win tonight.
Do you think they could
You got Luis Gil and then Gerrit Cole in game 5 and Clark Schmidt?
Carlos
Who else you got?
Rodon.
Rodon. Yeah, there you go.
Sure.
Don't give him one. Nestor Cortez in game 6.
Boos.
Mike Mussina.
Anything can happen
in game 7. Do you give them a game? You think they win tonight?
No. I like the Yankee fans have turned on Judge. He was 0-for-3 again last night with another strikeout.
Well, speaking of Aaron Judge, don't tell John Sterling that he went 0-for-3 because somebody thought he had a little long ball last night. So here is John Sterling, legendary voice of the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
Calling an Aaron Judge at bat during last night's World Series.
And the breaking ball, there it goes! Deep left center field, and Teoscar is there to make the catch. Oh, did I get fooled on that? What with that swing and the ball majestically going to left field, Susan, I actually thought it was going to be out, and it wasn't close.
Let's see where there was a high cutter, and he really did get some good wood under it, but it looked obviously like it was off the end of the bat. And you know, maybe it's, I'm looking to see if the flags pull that out. No, flag's blowing in a little bit.
Well, maybe the flag blown in a little bit. No.
He was so, like, that was a routine fly.
Well, nowhere there it goes.
I've never heard that.
Oh, Susan, there it goes. Nowhere near the track.
No.
Like, nowhere near the track. Teoscar Hernandez didn't move. No. Like, where he was where he caught the ball. And he was ready to call
maybe
it.
Maybe that's what threw him off.
Yeah.
Maybe he was watching Teoscar because he's a seasoned pro, Keith.
Susan dropped a very obviously off the end of the bat.
Well, there it goes.
There it goes. He's just wishing for one at that point.
Yeah.
He's wishing for
one. Wish casting.
Yeah, that was not a dong at all.
Sometimes, you know, play-by-play guy, they're very in tune. They're baseball veterans. They're watching the fielders, and because Hernandez didn't move, he's like, oh, he's not moving because it's so far over his head.
So far gone.
He's not even going to flinch.
I do like when outfielders do that, when they read it so well that they don't even bother going back to the wall because they're like, that thing is a moonshot. I'm sure the pitchers love that, too. Hey, bud, you want to at least make it look like it's close?
Go through the motions there,
That's in the upper deck.
Yeah.
Really did get some good wood under it, but it looked obviously like it was off the end of the bat.
Obviously.
It looks.
Obviously.
I'm looking for
the
flags. Are they blowing it? No.
Oh, there it goes.
Standard wind. Yeah, it's not.
Another thing I remembered watching the comeback on Netflix, Keith.
Yeah.
Is like, I've come to appreciate John Sterling, but I get why in 2004 we couldn't stand that guy. Like, just hearing all the.
No,
Yankees
in the nicknames.
Win.
The nicknames were too much.
I love the nicknames, though. Nicknames are what I like.
No, but some of them were.
An A-bomb from A-Rod?
Yeah, you can't say that.
A little tasteless.
Now batting Hideki Matsui. I'm like, you can't. You just hit an A-bomb a second ago. That was insane. Even then, people weren't as offended back then, but like, you should have been.
Yankees lose.
Yeah, it's true. It was a different time. Cancel culture wasn't quite at its peak then. That's
true.
He had some
weird ones.
That's a good point.
That's a big
grab bag.
Week 8 in the NFL is in the books. You might be hanging on by a wire to your fantasy football teams. Are you out?
I've fallen apart after a hot 4-1 start. Mm-hmm. Our waiver wire recommendations are brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easiest way to donate your old car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate at carsforkids.com. That is Cars with a K.
Are you going with?
Kate Otten might have got scooped up in your league last night. I would look around, because without Evans and without Godwin, Baker Mayfield likes to check it down to that guy. Mm-hmm. 2 touchdowns last week. How about Cedric Tillman as well? 2 touchdowns. Right. Jameis Winston hucking it around the field. Those would be the ads of the week.
Just shut up. You had me at
grab bag.
Bruins Flyers tonight. The Boston Bruins in action. They've been off the last couple of nights. Taking on the Flyers. It'll be a 7 o'clock game here at the Garden. Bees trying to make it 2 in a row after their win Saturday against Toronto. But they've been kind of so far.
Don't you want to see if Marchand carries this over at all?
Like Marchand, no, definitely.
Marchand gets the winner.
Yep.
Like, let's see. Can he build that into anything here for this next game? I'm also, is it another Swayman game? Are we getting another Swayman game?
Yeah, good question. I haven't seen otherwise.
I just checked the at least Fluto's timeline there. I don't see anything yet. I don't know who's starting, but I would imagine.
Yeah.
That you got to mix in Corpus Allo at some point. This might be a time to do it. I want to see Marchand carry it over, see if there's any momentum out of that game.
And Philly's no good. Philly's been real bad to start the year.
I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I'm grab bag. Get out!
Paolo Banchero, the Orlando Magic All-Star, dropped 50 last night.
Nice.
Big 50 burger for Paolo. What do you think of that?
I didn't watch the game, so 50 right on the nose. I'm always a little skeptical. Did he get that in the context of the game? Were they kind of chasing it at the end of the game? I'm a little skeptical when you get it right on the
number. You can't just give the guy a 50 burger? You go, hey, you got a 50 burger? Good for you. Congrats.
I'm curious, but that's a real good young player.
They won the game by 4. What do you mean? You think they were up by 2 and then he hit like a little layup there at the end?
I don't know.
That's how it worked.
I don't know. I didn't watch it. But 50, no.
He also had 13 boards, 9 assists.
Ooh,
this guy had a game. The guy went out there and had a game.
I've seen Tatum get some 50-point games that were pretty hollow. But that's nice. And that is a good young player in the league. And if Orlando could get anything else around that guy, not the Wagner twins. I know they're not twins.
It's funny, Wagner brothers.
But if you can get anything else around that guy, Wagner's. Orlando would be real.
The people kept asking me last summer, they're like, oh, Keith, who's going to be on the 2028 Olympic team? And I was like, well, if you're pinning me down, I'd say Paolo Banchero. He's on Team USA in 4 years. I think he's that good.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a nice player. Did you make your roster yet?
That was before he scored his hollow 50.
No, it was a good 50. It was legit 50. Yeah. We just looked it up in the back. These guys gave me the thumbs up.
None of you seem to understand. I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with grab bag.
Oh.
Anthony Richardson. This just into the news desk. Breaking news in the grab bag. Anthony Richardson, Colts quarterback, benched. Sit down, Anthony Richardson.
They should have left him on the bench when he asked out for a play.
Yeah, look, bailed because he was sleepy.
No one likes Richardson more than me.
No, well, you and Shime.
Actually,
Shime does.
That's true. Shime's
a big fan.
Shime's the reason
I
tailed.
What does this do to the MVP vet? Did you cash out?
No, I think I could have cashed out for like 38 cents the other day.
Oh,
now
you should have taken it.
I should have taken it.
38 cents is,
Hang on. Somebody else.
Fraction of a ham.
Somebody else who might like him more. This is Dan Orlovsky this morning.
Uh-oh.
Dan Orlovsky on Twitter. Richardson's tape? Significantly better than the stat line / box score showed.
Yeah, I would imagine. He was 2 of 15 at one point. He was better than the 2 of 15 to start the game?
He was like a 4 of 14 is what he was.
Did he say anything about him quitting on the team?
We've said this all year. Flacco is by far the better quarterback there. They're a good team when Flacco's in. They're a totally different team when Flacco's in.
Wouldn't it be amazing if Flacco led the Colts to the playoffs and Winston led the Browns to the playoffs?
Yeah, it would be something because you signed Bump. All due respect.
Yeah, no.
You signed bum-ass Jacoby Brissett. Nice guy.
Top 32 quarterback, according to him.
Yeah, according to him. Like, nice guy. You don't want him anywhere near the football.
I'd rather have Winston or Flacco.
You signed Jacoby Brissett instead of Flacco, which is regrettable, because Flacco, as Kevin Durant said, put him anywhere. A guy can hoop.
Say hi to your girlfriend for me.
Yeah, say hi to your girlfriend for me.
She's not my girlfriend, okay?
Becky loves.
Grab back.
Becky loves.
Grab back.
Connecticut Sun have fired their head coach, Stephanie White.
She's out already?
Out already.
Wow. They didn't give her a lot, or did they? Did they give her a lot of time?
I believe it was 2 years.
Oh, that's not a lot of time.
Not a lot of time.
Boy, oh boy.
Let it marinate a little bit there.
Yeah, seriously.
How many WNBA firings have we had in the grab bag? In all seriousness,
it seems like a lot.
Did the whole league fire their coach?
Yeah.
Felt like it.
It does.
There's no way to really find out that information. Meanwhile, but it feels like the whole league.
Meanwhile, didn't the players, aren't they?
They might strike after next season.
Oh, I thought they already were striking.
Well, they have one more season.
I thought they had already struck.
They're going to bail on the CBA, I believe.
Yeah.
But there's another year to play.
And
if they don't get a deal done, then there might be a work stoppage.
Oh, it was like a long tease for a strike.
Like a potential, hey, get ready for it, work stoppage.
They keep firing coaches in the meantime. Got it.
Grab bag.
Dwayne Wade had a statue unveiled outside of the Miami Heat Arena.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, it's one of the worst statues of all time.
One of.
Every year. Well, I feel like when the Hall of Fame does it, like the Pro Football Hall of Fame, they're like, hey, guys, it's Deion Sanders. And you're like, it is not.
It's not. That Ryan Fitzpatrick commercial. I don't even know what it's for, but it's him and Rutledge? Chris Thompson?
Clarissa Rutledge?
Yeah, and she unveils.
Oh, Laura Rutledge.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Chris Thompson, I think.
Chris Thompson.
And she unveils the statue. And it's
brutal.
His messed up face.
The Dwayne Wade one is bad. Terps got it up on the Twitch chat now. That's Dwayne Wade?
Is that a beard?
I guess.
Is that like
Did
a
he
beard
have
going
a big
on?
Beard? I don't think he has a giant chin.
I don't even remember a
he
beard on
anything
Dwayne
like,
Wade.
He also looks like he's 115 years old.
He's a handsome man. Not
he's
in that
very
picture.
Handsome.
You wouldn't know it.
Top five handsome NBA players of our
top five hottest Heat players of all time. 617-779-7937.
I would go emo Jimmy Butler.
Ronnie Cicely.
I'd go Ronnie Cicely.
Ronnie Cicely.
I would go baby Jordan Harold Miner. I would have to go Glenn Rice.
Yeah. Oh,
Glenn Rice slept with Sarah Palin.
I believe. Really?
Don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Right? You read that.
No, I have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
The Great Alaska Shootout.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it sure was.
It was a great. It was a great.
Nice.
They made it great again.
And then Dwayne Wade would be my.
Those are your top five.
My top five hot Heat.
I think you're sleeping on Ray Allen.
No Birdman?
I'm not sleeping on either one of those. I thought of both of them, rejected both of them.
I think you're sleeping on a late career Ray Allen.
Late in the game Ray Allen when he's tweeting to that one lady.
I got hacked.
Not hot enough.
You got hacked?
Not hot enough.
You
were very specific in what you wanted me to do.
Is there a method to the madness, though, on these terrible statues?
Yeah. I
like, get more buzz because it's
tough.
So bad.
Like, the statues I feel like around here look pretty good. I think when you do like a real facial expression,
mm-hmm.
you're kind of porked. I don't think they're really meant for that.
Yeah, generic face.
Stone face.
Yeah.
That's why back in the day.
Pop it up there again, Terp.
Back in the day when they used to do paintings of people or like photos, they wouldn't smile because they had to sit there and hold it.
A portrait.
Yeah. They'd have to just wear it. And so look how dumb that is.
Wait, take it away again. Take it away off the screen.
Are you going to try to do the face?
Yeah, no, just take it off the screen again there, Terp. Okay, now ready?
Nice wipe. Nice use of
three,
the wipe.
That was three. Two, one. Who do you think of when you see this?
I don't think it works
that's
that
me.
Way.
I wanted to see it again. That's not
Dwayne Wade. Scary.
That's not Dwayne Wade.
That's not Dwayne Wade.
But I think there's a method to the madness, though, if you don't make it an exact lookalike there.
No.
It's created much more buzz. If it was just a regular, boy, that really looks like Dwayne Wade's statue.
Yeah.
No story.
Maybe.
No story, no buzz. Maybe. No one's going to go see that thing.
Grab bag.
Hang on.
What?
Turbo Dangerfield. Are they saying that looks like Antoine Walker, or are they saying Antoine Walker's a hot Heat player?
Because
that looks like Antoine Walker.
No, I saw a tweet, probably what they're referencing. It took an old picture of Antoine Walker and that statue, and it's the same. It's like their reference picture.
I mean, if you want to put him in hot Heat, I'm fine with that,
Antoine Walker, hot Heat.
Yeah.
We do that.
Gary Payton, glove?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So now Turf just put up is that a Baker Mayfield statue?
Is that Dennis Reynolds?
It looks
Reynolds?
Like Dennis. It's Sonny.
I think that's Dennis Reynolds.
It looks exactly like Dennis.
Yeah.
It is football playing days. Oh, my God.
Yeah, when he's trying out for the Eagles.
Was that supposed to be Baker Mayfield for real? At what?
I don't even know what picture that is.
Where does he have a statue?
We both thought that looked like Dennis Reynolds.
It looks
independently.
Exactly like Dennis Reynolds.
That is who that looks like. Wow.
Okay. Wow. That is
just another reason to watch twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, by the way. Yeah.
I would agree. Gisele Bündchen in the news, the ex-wife of Tom Brady, is pregnant. So congratulations to Gisele and the
and no congratulations to Tom Brady.
Not to Tom Brady. No. Whatever the opposite is to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
That jiu-jitsu instructor that she's been smitten with for a while apparently is the father.
Yeah.
Who squired the child. Is that what you say? No. Sired.
Squire.
That's a Squire. Game of Thrones reference. You know what's funny about that?
Who could have seen this coming, by the way? Her and her jiu-jitsu. It's like, who could have seen that?
Nobody.
44 years old.
I know. Good for her.
Yeah.
Is it? Sure. It's got nothing to do with me. But what does have something to do with me, to make this about me for a second,
please.
Is when she first started dating that guy, and this kind of cuts with both sides, people were like, hey, that jiu-jitsu instructor kind of looks like Keefe. And I was like, oh. Then you'd read other comments, and they're like, that jiu-jitsu instructor's ugly as hell. And I'm like, wait, both true?
So
one of them maybe.
What if ugly as hell, but
kind of Giselle.
Kind of Giselle's type?
Slept with Giselle.
Yeah.
At least once.
Slept with her. Squired a child.
She did. Yeah. Squired one.
Squired one.
So good for that guy.
She's going to squire one out in about 6 months.
Good for the both of them.
Yeah, nice. You know? Yeah, not bad for Brady.
You know what's kind of tough?
Good for them.
And again, hopefully this kid has a great everything, but just what's tough is like 10 years from now, right? Uh-huh. You're sitting around like the table and you're like with your stepbrothers and sisters and stuff.
Sure.
And you're like, yeah, your dad's Tom Brady. Your dad's Tom Brady. My dad's this guy.
Yeah.
Tough. Like, no, he's fine.
He's an athlete.
He's fine.
Yeah.
Greatest quarterback of all time? No.
No.
Not so much.
No. I got the jiu-jitsu guy.
That's not the jiu-jitsu guy, is it, Terp? Up on the Twitch
clean show? Shaven?
Yeah, because I've never seen him clean shaven. Does he look a little bit like me?
I can see
it. Eli Manning.
I can see it a little bit.
A little bit like me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's
grab bag.
It's
grab bag.
It's my
grab bag.
My
grab bag. So it's going to be a Simpsons broadcast you were telling me about?
Yeah,
so basically they did like the
Toy Story broadcast.
Toy Story one was cool.
Same thing.
When is this? Do you know when?
I thought it was December 9th. Let me fact check that,
right,
but I believe that's
this.
The date. Yes.
All right, I like it. No, it's very, very good. You know what we're going to do, Joe?
December 9th, yes.
Okay, very good.
Simpsons broadcast. Grab bag.
We're going to put a pin in it. Because we are going to do horror movie of the day and, more importantly, random baseball player of the day next.
Okay, extended bag. Let's stay tuned for it. We'll do that coming up.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, here we go. It is the random baseball player of the day. Everybody can play along at home. Andy Hart is sitting in as well. Jones, Nick, and Lanny can all weigh in on this.
What the hell happened here?
What are you looking around?
Is grab bag extended?
Yeah, it's kinda. An extended grab bag.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Well, it's random baseball player. We're moving in here.
I'm not supposed to be in this segment.
You can answer.
Guess away.
Here's a ball player.
Phil Plantier.
Who made his debut in 1986. He hung it up after the 2006 season.
Jiminy Christmas.
That's a 20-year run. He played for Philadelphia, San Francisco, the Cubs, the Twins, the Braves, the Dodgers, the Indians, the Diamondbacks, the Pirates, the Mariners, and the Yankees.
Who didn't he play for?
He's a left-handed pitcher.
Randy Johnson.
Good guess, no. He's a one-time All-Star.
Cliff Lee.
Good one, no.
Played for the Red Sox?
No. Okay. Everybody else. 1993 All-Star with the Phillies, where he went 12-9.
Jamie Moyer?
Good guess. He's a lefty around that time.
Guess.
Played for a lot of teams.
I was going to say Rael Cormier. You said he didn't play for the Red Sox.
Jesse Orosco.
Nope. Good guess. Nope.
Jesse Orosco.
Jesse Orosco gave me the finger once when I was in right field heckling as a
Did you earn it?
I was giving him the business.
You got your money's worth?
We were all over the Orioles bullpen that day.
One-time All-Star, lefty reliever.
Lefty starter. Lefty starter.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lefty starter.
20 years.
I mean, I guess he also relieved because he
Darren
played for so
Oliva.
Long. Ooh, really good
real
guess.
Real nice guess.
That's a really nice guess. No, it's not him.
20.
6'3".
Give me the teams again.
Everybody. Philly, mainly Philly. San Francisco, Chicago, Minnesota, Atlanta, the Dodgers, Cleveland, Arizona, Pittsburgh, Seattle, and the Yankees.
Mitch Williams?
So many teams. Mitch Williams.
Nope, not Mitch Williams. He was a left-hander.
David Wells.
He had...
Arthur Rhodes.
Nope, good guess.
That's a good guess, too.
Not really. I stole it from the Twitch chat.
Nope, that's a good guess. 124 career wins, 142 career losses, a 4.41 ERA. Nothing to sneeze at. Yeah.
This is crazy.
Was there an All-Star appearance in there anyway?
Yes, 93.
1993 with Philadelphia. That was a good Phillies team. That Phillies team...
I got nothing, Lanny.
Norm Charlton.
Lost the World Series to the Blue Jays.
Ready?
Not Norm Trump.
Let me give you a couple of text lines.
One of the texts
37937. Terry Mulholland.
Correct.
I kind of remember
Terry
that name.
Mulholland.
I absolutely remember the name. Yeah. I would not have come up with it on my own.
Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm.
You get into the pitching coach game?
Mm-hmm.
Terry Mulholland? He might.
Mulholland Drive.
So there you go.
20 years.
Random baseball player, Terry Mulholland.
Good career.
Yeah, how about that?
A lot of memorabilia. His sports cave must be, like, with all his jerseys framed. Mm-hmm. That's a good sports cave.
That is pretty good. All right, horror movie of the day real quick. We're going to go with The Strangers. 2008's The Strangers is streaming on HBO Max. A very scary movie. And the tagline simply is, because you were home.
Oh.
Really no
that?
Motive.
You seen that one, Hart?
No.
Terrifying.
I do not
the
watch horror movies.
Scary in that one?
Unless this jackal leaves the TV on the Sci-Fi Channel last week. I was having a legit argument with Arcan. At one point, I had to turn away because blood was everywhere. Oh, yeah. Eyeballs were everywhere.
Yeah,
like, it was disgusting.
Yeah, Nick is right. We had was it two people?
No, I didn't get the sex part.
Having coitus?
No, I didn't. No sex.
They got sliced in
just
half.
Just blood and death and gory guts and disgusting.
It seems
I don't watch those things.
One of the scariest movies of all time.
What are we doing? Absolutely. You were setting me up for nightmares.
Oh, and last thing, too, is this came out a little bit ago. Season 2 of Starting 5, the Netflix show that Tatum and LeBron were on this year.
Back?
It's going to be back. Five new.
Oh, not Tatum back.
No. Oh, no. Five new players.
Got
the show's coming back, but they're going to do five different guys.
Yeah, you got to move on.
Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, JB, I'll watch that one, baby.
Jaylen Brown, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Kevin Durant, James Harden, Tyrese Halliburton.
Love it.
Yeah, they're going star power.
It might be a better cast.
How come they get more yeses?
LeBron, Anthony Edwards, Jimmy Butler, Sabonis, and Tatum.
Sabonis? Tatum's a snore.
This is a
Jaylen
better
will be
cast.
Better.
Oh, you mean player or personality?
I mean, like, yeah, personality-wise, it might be more
Curating.
Watchable. Yeah.
Halliburton's funny. I like Halliburton.
Yeah.
Following James Harden around is going to produce some good stuff.
There could be some
that's
stuff.
That's a good point, man,
right? Like, he's going to be going places.
Good beards, too.
Yeah. Yep.
A lot good of good beards on this one with Brown and Harden.
That's true.
We get the underwear.
Whatever Durant has.
Yeah, wispy little thing.
Yeah, it's not great.
Underwater workouts?
Yeah, I would hope. I would hope it's mostly.
Mic him up
some
down
good
there.
Some good national team snub talk for Jaylen, and then Halliburton sits
on the
bench.
Do you think they'll be like, he says he can hold his breath for 3 minutes? They're like, go ahead.
Go ahead, we'll time you.
Go ahead, get in there.
Yeah, you believe that? He can hold his breath underwater for 3 minutes? You're the big Jaylen Brown defender.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely.
If you're going to lift weights underwater, I think that builds up your ability to hold your breath.
3 minutes, Arcan?
Yes.
Hell no.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think so either.
3 minutes.
All those
underwater.
Guys
Come
can
on.
Do that. What is he, a Navy SEAL?
All those guys can do that. No. Guys that do things underwater. Like, I get a buddy who spearfishes, and he goes down.
Hang
I took
on.
Him out.
I'm sorry.
What?
We buried the lead.
And that's a euphemism.
Yeah.
Let's get this guy.
No, he really shoots fish underwater with a spear.
Guy.
You have a buddy.
No, but I thought he drowned. I took him spearfishing. He's like, I'll go down. You just stay on the boat. And
he's just swimming around.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God. It's been a seemingly forever.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then I tried to do it. Hell no. Wow. By the time I swam down, I was swimming back up. So he also freaked me out. He gave me a knife. He's like, just in case the rope gets wrapped around your neck or anything else, you'll have to cut it.
And I was like, I'm out, dude.
Wait, what are we doing
here? Yeah, what is this
But
game?
People, my point is, people that do things underwater for extended periods of time builds up their tolerance or ability to hold their breath.
You guys into spearfishing?
Yeah.
There's something about the suction.
The goal of mine is water stuff.
Anyway.
Gonna have to drain the hut.
Yeah. You realize if that guy died in the ocean, you're probably the main, you're like the number one suspect.
You're on the hook.
Oh,
right?
I
you're the guy.
So.
Yes.
Because when they got to the boat and I was like blubbering and crying, they'd be like,
flying around and he's looking for you.
Like, I wouldn't be there. I'd be rolling around in the fetal position in the boat knowing my friend died right underneath me.
Yeah, now you're laying it on a little thick, aren't you?
Too much.
Number one suspect. Mm.
You're doing too much.
No, I think they would realize that I was a puddle of goo and didn't do it.
All right.
Accident.
What's on the program today?
More spearfishing.
I like this idea of what he would do if the Coast Guard approached him and was accusing him of murder. I think we just do a couple hours on that. But we will have Ross Tucker today. It's a Ross Tucker Tuesday.
Oh.
We'll go over Peyton Pritchard's big night, of course. Bruins are back tonight. I feel like they haven't played in 2 weeks. And we also have Bill Watch as well, which is making its triumphant return today.
Ooh, Bill Watch.
We all love Bill.
Where else was he today? He was on McAfee yesterday. Where'd he go today? Anywhere?
Today's Underdog Day, right?
Yeah, he's got his Underdog stuff.
And tonight will be...
Busy man.
Or no, last night was Let's Go.
Yep. That's right.
Which...
Manning Cast.
I made the mistake 2 weeks ago of listening to Let's Go, and it was like 40 minutes I could never get back. It was
How
so
dare
boring.
You, sir.
It was awful. Brutal.
All right, more of that today on WEEI Afternoons, Arcan and Hart. Stay tuned for it. We're back tomorrow at 10 o'clock on a Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll also get Terps thoughts on the Celtics. All that tomorrow. Stay tuned.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.